guys, welcome to AfterBuzz. We have Kayla in the house. This is season 15, episode 7.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Be cool.
I'm a Barbie girl.
And a Barbie girl.
Life is just fantastic.
You can brush my hair. Undress me everywhere. Imagination. That is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
I'm a Barbie girl.
Oh.
A
little off the lines, but y'all know that part too.
I love that. I love that. Okay, hello everyone, and welcome to AfterBuzz.
Hey.
So, Winter was supposed to join us in studio.
Where you at, girl?
We don't know where she is, though.
I'm sad about it. I was excited to meet her, actually.
Yeah. So, I know. I was, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, if Winter does come, then we'll usher her in. But if not, I don't know what to tell you guys, because she said she was going to be here, so... I don't know.
Sorry, guys.
So, we are going to have a call in tonight. So, if you would like to call in, the number is 4.
Call.
Yeah, and please call 424-256-1729. Once again, that is 424-256-1729. So, on the panel tonight, we have Kayla!
How boring is that?
How you doing, girl?
Hey, girl.
Hey.
You know, I hope you all did your civil duty today. I've been talking about it on, you know, my social media. Do your civil duty. Go vote. I voted.
Mm-hmm.
It was very last minute for me. I was kind of on the fence. Didn't know if
really?
I was really going to vote. Like, I was kind of like, I know I got my ballot, whatever.
I did the absentee ballot, so I voted a little bit ago.
Yeah, good stuff. Good stuff. I won't ask you who you voted for.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll tell you guys who I voted for. However, I don't think that we should do, you know, I do not believe that people should intimidate others. You know, if people want to vote
for a certain
way. Oh, my
God, I just bullied her into telling us.
No. You didn't, because I'm, like, open about who I voted for. I voted for Hillary because this is the first woman that's ever ran for president.
Right.
And I know some people are like, oh, people are just going to vote for her because she's a woman. I, looking at both sides, I am voting for Hillary for what she stands for, but also because she's a woman.
I mean, I was totally...
Girl power.
Quick for me. I was on the fence about both of them, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really adore Hillary for a lot of different reasons. And then I was kind of like, I don't really know. But in the end, I will say Hillary got my vote. Mm-hmm. And it was more so because of women's reformation. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean,
we couldn't
like I've
vote 100 years ago.
Exactly.
And now we're running for president.
And this is, it's a big deal. I mean, if you've gone to school and you've taken any type of class that deals with women's studies, you will know that it's definitely a big deal for us.
Mm-hmm.
So for that reason, she definitely did get my vote, because mm-hmm. I'm hoping that this is at least maybe not, you know, the full step into women's reformation, but I hope that's, this mm-hmm. is at least like a
yeah.
foot in the door
also,
to more reformation, mm-hmm. because I feel like we're still not completely created equal.
Yeah.
So hopefully we're getting closer and closer to it.
To, you know,
yeah,
mansplaining is a real thing, guys.
It's a big deal.
But yeah, so
girl power.
Girl
Woo!
Power. But also I think that Donald, for me personally, has so many things that are like wrong with him and his thinking that it's not just that Hillary's a woman, it's really is about, you know,
right.
her politics compared
right.
to his politics.
Right.
And I know some people, you know, they're like the lesser of two evils, but I do think Hillary, you know, would be and maybe will be an amazing president. So.
Right.
But
I'm gonna miss Obama.
I will too. But
definitely.
Whoever does win, this is, you know, our country, and as United States citizens, we do have to, you know.
Yeah, so don't talk crap
whoever.
If you didn't vote.
Yeah.
Like, I was thinking, like, oh, I talk a lot of crap, so I need to take my butt to mm-hmm. go vote. So when I want to talk crap, I can be like, hey, shut up, I voted, so I'm going to talk all the mess
Very
I want to talk right now, you know.
So how can everybody find you on social media?
Me on social media? Social media.
Social media.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
I just made up a new word. Put that in the Urban Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you can find me on my Twitter at BadGirlKC. That's also my Snapchat. And then if you're checking for me on Instagram, then that's going to be Back by Popular Demand. And that's with 2 K's, you guys.
Yay. And then you can find me everywhere at Kristen Kelly TV. And I will post a comment underneath so you guys can go look at my YouTube channel and hopefully subscribe.
Really cool channel.
Thanks. Actually. And I actually just released a new sketch today that my comedy group and I worked really hard on. So please go over there and check that out. I really appreciate it. Leave me a comment because I comment back to you all, guys. All right. So let's get started. Hopefully Kayla Winter will show up. The other Kayla.
I know. I really hope so.
Yeah, I really want to
meet
her.
It's going to be Kayla Square up here. Like, no one can.
So, the episode starts off with Candy and Winter, and they're fighting, and Candy is upset about Kaylee, which she wasn't there for and had really nothing to talk about.
She didn't even know her.
And she was upset about the OJ. What the hell was going on with the whole Candy situation?
I mean, I don't... As far as what I see, I mean, I like what kind... I kind of get where she's coming from, but you weren't in the house at that time. So I think it really has nothing to do with you to stand up for Kaylee. You don't even know Kaylee. You don't even know if she's a girl that you would even really stand up for if she was in the house with you. So I just think that's taking it a little bit too far. And I know we always kind of compare maybe some things to what happened on our season, but it was just like, and I love Ashley, the girl that was my replacement for my season, but like it was kind of like, it reminded me of that moment at the reunion when it was like, I don't even know you, girl. Are you talking about?
She's a piece of shit.
You know,
I can say that
firsthand. Yeah.
Wait, no, she's like a piece of shit. No, she's like a horrible person.
Okay. Well, when you say it,
because I met her and I got into a physical altercation with her, and we like beat the shit out of each other in Vegas. Yeah. No, it was it was a horrible situation. She's a really bad person. She attacked me for literally no reason. I didn't even know her name. I didn't know she was on the Bad Girls Club. I had never seen her before, and she thought that I was like snubbing her. This is actually a lot of tea for you guys, but she thought that I was snubbing her because I didn't introduce myself, and she literally started attacking me.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I got some good punches in too, but that was actually probably the last like really big fight that I've ever been in.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm disappointed to hear that because actually
she's a piece of shit. She's a horrible person. And then the next day, because I think she thought I was like going to go to the police, which I didn't.
Right.
But she was like all apologetic and I don't know, whatever. It's not a story for now. I'm
I mean, I have a story about one particular bad girl
Dude, there are so many bad girls. Okay. but onto these bad girls, these current bad girls. Okay. So Candy is upset about Kaylee and about the OJ, which I don't know what the hell is going on there. She's going to come into studio, I think. Everybody says they're coming. Everyone says they're calling and then they don't.
Well, I hope
Candy said she's going to, so hopefully she does. So we can ask her because I do feel like she was overreacting a lot, but we don't know
how editing maybe too played a part in this. Maybe.
Yeah, we don't know about that. Okay, so we're going to take a caller.
Hey.
Hello. Hello. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Kristen.
Hi.
Who's this? I'm Angelito. I'm from New York.
Oh, hey. Angelito. That's a pretty name.
Angelito.
Thank you so much.
Angelito.
I actually got through it.
Or Angelito.
Really? Oh, well, I'm happy you called. Okay, so Angelito with the sexy name.
I know, right?
What do you think about Candy being just...
Wait, so I'm actually not watching it live. Who else is with you guys?
Oh, so it's me and it's Kayla. So we were supposed to have Winter come in, but she didn't come in. Amber is
Kayla.
Oh, I didn't even talk about
it. I have not watched your season, but I love you personally.
It is okay, darling. Take a look.
Amber,
go YouTube it now.
I didn't even explain this. So I'll explain it to everybody. Amber is gone for the season. She's not going to be back for Bad Girls. She lives in Hawaii half the year and in LA half the year, and she had stuff she had to do. She's opening a new bar in Hawaii.
I never get to see my friend anymore.
So we should just go and see her. And then
I know. We need to plan a trip.
Camila's
seriously.
Daughter had an audition. So Dylan. So Dylan's at an audition, so Camila couldn't come.
Good luck.
So yeah, just you got me and you got Kayla.
Oh my god, that's what's up.
Okay, so did you watch the episode?
I did watch the episode.
What do you think about Candy's reaction to Winter? Do you think that Candy was like being really extra? What do you think?
I think she was honestly doing the most for camera time. I think that, you know, she was being like, this is my only opportunity right now. Let me show off for the camera and just be the bully to the bully. You know what I mean? Because in retrospect, she really did not have a right to sit there and be like, oh, you're a pussy, or this, that, and the third, when you wasn't even in that situation to begin with.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Do you, okay, yeah. Do you think, like, the whole thing with OG, you know, because some people do feel a certain way about other people when they don't really even know anything about them. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, even that circumstance I was saying with Ashley, you know, I didn't know her, but she thought, you know, it's like people feel sometimes, like, just the way someone carries themselves.
Yeah,
that pisses some people off. Because I know, personally, I've had so many people be like, I thought you were so bougie, and I thought you were such a bitch, and then I talked to you, and I was
and
like,
and then
oh,
they hang
you're
out,
so
and
real.
You're so right.
But it's like, you thought that about me the first time, right?
No, I did not.
Everybody thinks that. Everyone always
no,
says
no, I didn't.
But,
I actually loved you.
Oh, so I can see why Winter feels like she's being attacked, but at the same time, Kate, like, I don't know if the whole thing with Candy is a little bit much for me. Even when, like, Winter's friends
right?
walked over her and Candy was like, she didn't even say excuse me.
I mean,
she went crazy.
I feel like
she was too extra for me. It was too much.
I feel like she definitely takes a lot of things very personally. Mm. There is a difference between taking it personal and taking it personally. And I think she definitely takes it personally. Me?
Who does that remind me of?
Me? Oh, my God. Do I really? I do. Oh, my God. Shaytree, she just read me, y'all. You are not lying, though. I do. Oh, my God. And then I guess kind of thinking everything is about you and it's really not, or
but
it's
you, but,
like,
I, but you don't
no
take it in a way
about you, girl.
I feel like you internalize it and you're like, you know, like, hey, you know, but I feel
yeah.
like with her she takes it really far. Mm-hmm. Like angry. Is it just for TV time, do you think?
I do. I think it was just for TV time. I mean, she only met the girl for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she already sat there and formed her opinion, like, I think you're a pussy, I think you're this, I think you're a slut, I think you're A, B, C, and D, like...
Right,
okay?
Right.
I was actually, I never really was really that big of a fan of Winter to begin with, but I was actually on kind of on her side
me
when
too.
She was like, what?
Winter has so grown
I was
on
too,
me.
Because...
Like, I don't know why I like her so much now, but she has actually grown on me. Like, even her little prissy personality, honestly, mm-hmm. I kind of feel like she can kind of do that. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like it's a difference with her and Tabitha. I don't know what the difference is exactly, but the way that Tabitha carried it, completely mm-hmm. different. I don't know how to explain
Ooh.
It, but I feel like I vibe more with Kaylee,
well, yeah,
even though
she
stole my name and spelled it wrong.
I kind of,
you know.
I'm not gonna lie to you, Kaylee, for a split second, I totally forgot about Tabitha. I was like, who?
Tabitha
and
was
like, oh, yeah,
a split second, right?
Which is so sad because she's such a pretty girl. I mean,
she
if her personality matched her look, she would have been so good.
Mm-hmm.
She could have been the star mm-hmm. of the season, but whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't really think there's any star of the season, to be honest. Okay,
well,
so Winter.
All stars.
Well, my thing with Winter.
I like Z.
Yeah.
Z is very genuine.
I really like
so
Z.
So far, yeah. I feel like she's definitely blossomed from the beginning to now, and it seems like she is being the most genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Last, I thought it was Kaylee that was being most genuine until the whole little thing came out about the... But I still kind of feel like when she said what she said when she was drunk, like, we all get liquid courage. We've all done it before.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. We've all said some stuff.
Yeah, I think that was set up
so
anyway. I don't
that
think
was a total setup.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't feel like she probably even really remembered that because she was so faded. Like, sorry, we're at Bad Girls. We're supposed to be here to party and have
yeah.
fun and get faded and not give a damn if I get so faded. I said something mm-hmm. and what, you know, like, yeah, maybe she shouldn't have said it, but
mm-hmm.
like, I don't think it should have been such a big mm-hmm. deal that, like, oh, you should have remembered what you said. Girl, I was drunk. Bye. We
mm-hmm.
say a lot of stuff we don't remember when we're drunk.
That's
girl, please.
True.
You know? So.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm not going to lie, though. Z kind of had me a little bit emotional when she was talking about, like, her brother and how she,
oh, yeah,
her
I always cry.
Was, like,
I'm such a crybaby.
And whatever.
I cried.
I was
yeah.
on the verge of tears.
I cried.
Was, like,
one more
yeah. Girl, yes.
I cried when Aladria talked about her rape situation,
mm-hmm.
and then I just cried with Z. I'm like, damn, my makeup.
Oh,
a little
I
bit I got
Aladria.
On is running, you know? I kind of miss her personality there. I just didn't like her whole jumping on the bully bandwagon. Like, she definitely could have been the force that maybe ran the house, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But once
yeah.
she started getting on that bully bandwagon, I was annoyed
yeah.
with her.
I felt, you know, I kind of felt bad for Winter because I feel like Winter is a very pretty girl, and she just the way she carries herself, you know, with that, like, A-lined long bob, like, she has a very sophisticated mm-hmm. way about her.
Yeah.
And I think that just intimidates girls mm-hmm. because I don't really think that she was even doing anything. To me, it just seemed like she was very blah, you know, this episode. She was very just like, you know, mm-hmm. it wasn't like she was popping off. It wasn't like she was going crazy. Right. She wasn't even making herself a target. I think it was just her personality kind of made her a target.
Right.
Kirsten, I mean, yeah. she said it herself when she was leaving. She was like, you know, I like to show people the worst of me before I show the best of me. Mm-hmm. And to me, it was kind of like, what? Okay. Maybe it's like a defensive mechanism. Maybe it's kind of like a, mm-hmm. I'm going to hate you first before you get a chance to hate me. Right. I really don't know the psychology of her. But
right.
that statement in itself kind of like, was like, okay.
Right.
I see that. Okay, well, thank you so much for calling in.
Nice talking with right. you.
Nice talking to you. Bye.
You too. Much love, you guys.
Yeah, bye. Same to you. Bye-bye.
Okay, so Winter's crying in Ryan's arms, and I feel like she was clearly upset. Like, to me, it looked like, because I know that she's talked about having anxiety before, mm-hmm. you know, to me, it looked like she clearly was, like, having an anxiety attack, and I feel like she kind of feels that, you know, a lot of the time the producers are playing them for puppets, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, yep. do this, do that. And when she was, like, throwing the wigs, and she was, like, really, you could tell she wasn't really trying to, like, do anything, but she was like visibly upset. I feel like when they sent her to the hotel, that was the best thing they could have done for her in that circumstance. What do you think?
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, I feel like that was editing there that didn't really show us, or maybe they didn't realize. I don't know. I just feel like you didn't get to really see, like, okay, what really happened at that moment for you mm-hmm. to sock in the wall and do all of that. So there's a missing piece there that I was kind of like, I wish we could all see what all happened there, because I don't feel like that's completely described in that scene. So
very true.
I don't know, but I mean, hey, if she felt like she needed to leave, but I just feel like the whole Candy situation, I would have not allowed that girl. And from what it looks like, the way that they're showing it is like Candy came into the house and then it intimidated Kayla, even though Kayla says she was trying to change.
I don't think it intimidated her. To me, I mean, mm-hmm. maybe she was intimidated. To me, it just seemed like she was over it. Like, she
I feel like
I'm over it.
Yeah, like girl, bye. I done did so much stuff before you came, went through so much stuff.
Yeah.
And then here you come. But yeah, I probably, mm-hmm. I don't know. I can't say what I would have did in that situation, because, hey, I went when it was time for me to go. Mm-hmm. So, but I feel like she should have definitely mm-hmm. stayed.
I'm just letting you guys know the number again to call in is 424-256-1729. And we do have a caller. Hi, what is your name and where are you calling from?
My name's Tyga, T-A-I-G-A. I'm calling from San Francisco.
Hi, Tyga. Hey. That's a really pretty name. Everyone's got such pretty names tonight.
I know, right?
So, Tyga from San Francisco.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh, okay, so when I'm watching you guys, it's like, you're, like, on a 5-second delay on the video.
Oh.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, it's cool. Okay, so Z's crying because her brother is gone. And then we find out, you know, her brother's really her boyfriend's best friend. And, you know, she's really upset about all of that. Do you think that that was, like, too much that she showed that on TV? Do you feel like when someone else is having kind of like an emotional situation, Z always chimes in? Or do you think that's just her being able to let her guard down?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that Z is just a weak flip-flop loser. I mean, this whole cast this season is just the most unappetizing I've ever seen BGC, like, in the history. So, I mean, I don't know. I think they all need to get their act together a little bit. I feel like there are no stars this season, and there are really no, like, people who stand out, because they're all just kind of pining for the camera.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. So then Winter comes back to the house, and she tells everyone that she's leaving. Do you think that she should have left? Did you even care that she left?
No, I don't really care that she left. I mean, to me, she's Uncle Fester's long-lost daughter. And I feel like, you know, she really was just a waste of a slot where someone should have been, you know, the star.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I did like her a lot. I just feel like they kind of casted her to be, like, the star of the season, mm-hmm. when I don't really think that she, A, had the personality for that, or B, even, like, really wanted to be in that circumstance.
Right.
I mean, kind of like in the beginning when the whole fight happened with her and Tabitha, I feel like, you know, they probably egged that on because they wanted that to happen. Right. But then they realized what backlash it was going to be, and they were like, okay, never mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think that, like, they set it up totally for her to be the star, and I feel like she just wanted to be mean, and like that's not how you become the star. You don't become the star by being a bully, you know. You have to have like a well-rounded personality, and I feel like, you know, from the beginning she was just fake and mean. So
I can agree with that. Do you think that Candy was bullying her?
Well, not really, because I mean Winter kind of had a really bad attitude with her in the beginning, so
yeah. I don't know, but what do you think, Kayla? Do you think that she was bullying her? I felt like, to me, everybody, okay,
I feel like Candy literally came and said that she was the difference between everyone else's. Candy straight up said, like, yes, this is what I'm doing. She want to be a bully, so I'm here to bully her. Mm-hmm. So she said it with her own mouth that that's what she was doing. So, yes, I totally feel like she was doing that. I mean, but hey, she, at least out of everyone else, said, this is what I'm coming to do. I'm doing it, and she did it. So.
I feel like Candy, I mean, you could say tit for tat. You could say, you know, Kaylee,
but it's really not tit for tat because she didn't have any tits for those tats. Mm-hmm. Candy has nothing to do with the situation. I mean,
totally. But so it's just like, I'm just saying, weird. Like, in general, you know, people could say, like, Candy is karma, you know, like, Candy is bringing it back because of what happened with Kaylee. And, I mean, a lot of girls have been pushed out of the house before.
Right.
Was Winter really pushed out, or did Winter really just choose to leave? To me, it really seemed like she did not want to fight on TV. It really seemed like she didn't want... I feel like in the very beginning, and I think this happens a lot of seasons, the girls realize how bad they're going to look, and then they, and they're like, I don't want to deal with this, you know? That happens season after season. The girls do one crazy thing, and then they're like, I don't want to do anything else crazy because I don't want, you know, to look like that. Maybe it was like that. I don't know. But I
But I think it was a little bit too late for her to do that. I mean, the damage was already done. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, she was there to fight until she didn't have her team to back her up anymore.
Mm-hmm. And then with Candy, I feel like Candy was, like, sad, right? Did anyone else feel like that? Candy was sad that Winter was leaving because I feel like Candy really wanted to have, like, a target.
Someone to bully.
Yes,
yeah.
Or, like, someone she could fight with, you know, because to me it seems like Candy is a bad girl fan. And to me it seems like she knew the formula and she wanted to, you know, have somebody to fight with. Mm-hmm. And she, none of the other girls she can be like that with. So maybe one of the replacement girls she'll be like that with.
For now. Yeah, for sure. She'll probably be like that with one of the... Or maybe, you know, she likes girls. So.
And then Winter gives her speech, and she's like, I'm going to leave, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to go drink mimosas on the beach and all that fun stuff. I thought she looked cute, even, you know, doing her goodbye speech. I think she left in an okay way. Like, you know, I feel like the earlier seasons, it was kind of, you either left, you know, fighting somebody, or you left, you know, it was, like, unheard of to just leave because you didn't want to, you know, be there anymore. And I feel like all the girls are now leaving because of that. I don't know.
Yeah, totally. Oh, before I go, can I ask you a question, Kristen?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, cool. Well, I know on your fabulous YouTube channel, Kristen Kelly TV, that you talked about how Brandy was banned from Oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
But since you're not really doing anything with Oxygen anymore, and since Brandy is probably still living with her mom in Inglewood, do you think that maybe you could bring her on the show sometime and, like, dish out
all
the
dirt? I have no time for you. That was cute.
You know, okay. I was talking to Erica from my season like 3 days ago.
She
told me, you know what, honestly, Erica's like a really cool person. Because when I lived in the house with her, I didn't like Erica. There were so many things I did not like about her. And then actually that trip I was talking about earlier, when I got into a fight with this girl from a different season, Erica was the only one who was like defending me and was like, you know, like everyone's going crazy and like she didn't even do anything. And I realized that Erica is just a very chill person, you know, like she doesn't, I think that the way that she came off on TV was her just really being depressed because she didn't know how to be in that circumstance. Oh, but with Brandy, you know, Brandy, actually, Erica was just saying that Brandy's pregnant. She's 5 months pregnant, I guess. So.
Oh, wow.
That's, I mean, that's what Erica said. I don't know if that's true. I don't, I mean, I have zero contact.
Oh, yeah, they're
supposed
to be close or something.
I think that they were close at one point, but I think that Erica just said she saw on social media. But I guess Brandy, like, I don't know. See, I'm about to gossip, and I don't even know if it's true. I guess that she met a guy, and she was, like, with him for, like, a month or two, and that's who the baby's father is. But I guess that Brandy really wants the baby because she thinks it's going to ground her. That's what I heard.
Oh, that's an idea.
I know. I'm like, I know. I was like, Jesus Christ. I've been my boyfriend for like almost four years or something. And I'm like,
I've been with my off and on situation for 6 and I'm you like, know what? I don't want no damn kids.
Literally,
okay?
If I have a baby, it'll be in like 5 years. Like, I was like, oh, that's not something you want to rush into.
I might be taking applications for new people. Ooh. I shouldn't say that because I might have him watch it. Well, he won't be watching this episode.
A dating show with Kayla. Okay, so I mean, I would honestly, if Brandy reached out to me, I'm not gonna put in any effort to reach out to her, especially now that she's pregnant. But maybe her being pregnant is good. Maybe she won't be like, you know, such a big drinker. But I would,
yeah, not wrong.
I'd be fine with having her on. But honestly, like that whole thing happened with Brandy about with her, you know, the whole her being banned from Oxygen. But then I actually went on a trip with her and Erica, and she had. This is so stupid, but she texted Erica, but it really was a group text with me and Erica, and said, oh, Kristen stole, and like said that I stole some stuff from her, which I did, which is insane. Like, why? It was like some lipstick or something. I'm like, why would I steal that? And I was in the group message.
What does she have to steal?
Yes, I know. And I was like, and I, it was because I complimented her. I was like, oh, that's so pretty. I was like, bitch, I didn't want that. I was complimenting you because I'm a nice person. But sent like, oh yeah, you know that lipstick Kristen's complimented me? She stole it. And I was like, girl, are you insane? So I messaged her back, and then she like blocked me everywhere because I think she was so embarrassed that she's like an insane person. So I don't know. I'll try though. I'll try for you, girl. But thank you so much for calling, and thank you for watching Kristen Kelly TV.
That was too much tea. Bye.
I know that was so much tea. Sorry, guys.
That was. I almost started saying some stuff that I don't know if
I know.
I
was just like when I gossip. Okay.
Give me on a spinoff and then I'll talk about it.
We should do it for my YouTube channel. Okay. Girl. So I'm sad that Kayla left. And were you sad Kayla left?
I was sad that Kayla left, damn it, because now I don't have anyone to talk about with my name. And, you know, I was kind of used to her, you know.
I liked her a lot.
She had the name living on. Go
so,
Kayla.
Z wants to work on her t-shirt line, which I had never even heard that she wanted to do a t-shirt line before.
Up until this episode, we didn't hear anything about her interests. But I think it's production editing, and they're just kind of all over the place, really. They're just inserting what they can where they can, because maybe they probably had so many different things that, you know, it was just like, okay, let's stick this.
They just wanted to get her out. They were like, bitch, please just get the hell out of here. Like, I don't know,
have her do something.
Yeah, they were just like, do like, get out of the house, you know, do something. So Z and Stephanie, they go to the t-shirt place. And while that was happening, can I just say that when she was talking, Kayla was crying about the guy dying. And I was laughing because I thought, I'm not even joking.
And then she made me laugh, so it was good.
Z went like
crying.
This
it
at one point. She like
laughter.
Went down on the, she was like, to put the kiss on the paper, and I thought she was doing cocaine. I was like, what just happened? I was
had
like,
to replay it too.
She's crying. Like, I'm like, girl, I thought she was doing cocaine.
Like, not on national TV.
I was like, what just happened? Okay. But she wasn't doing cocaine, which would have been like a lot better storyline.
She was putting a kiss on the paper.
Which, she has really nice lips. They looked good. Okay, so we are going to take another caller. Hello, what is your name and where are you calling from?
Hey.
Hello, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? It's Mike from New York.
Hey, Mike.
How's it going on the East?
How you doing?
Good. Okay. Is it cold there yet?
Actually, no. It feels like it's summer over here. It's pretty crazy.
Really? It was hot like that today here, too.
Yeah, you wake up in the morning and you have to literally get, like, an Alaskan jacket and then you leave and you, like, have to take it off. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
I'm from Massachusetts, and I'm still like that. Like, I always leave with, like, a jacket or a sweater.
No, yeah, California weather is very unpredictable like that, too. Maybe not a huge Alaskan jacket, but definitely a sweater. And then by the midday, you're, like, taking it off for sure.
So, Mike. So, Stephanie, Ryan, Bernicia, Candy, and Z, they all go to Cabo. Which
Cabo.
Is really Cabo Cantina.
Cabo Cantina.
And then Ryan and Bernicia are just like, we want to go. My head hurts. So they all leave. And Stephanie finally, like, finally, please. I was like, Jesus Christ, somebody do something. Stephanie goes, like, a little crazy about the fact that they're all, like, wet blankets and she wants to party, which I was so happy about. How did you feel about that?
I want to say, on your seasons, it was probably a lot of fun. I don't know. I wasn't there. But imagine being in a house for 3 months or however many months, and you're wasting money, and the people there are boring. They all fucking hate you. It's stupid. Like, obviously, and you're cool, and you're calm, and you don't want to fight. Eventually, you know, you keep stuff in a drawer. Eventually, that drawer is not going to be able to close anymore, and that's what
I
think.
Happening with Stephanie.
I agree with Stephanie. I mean, Jesus, do I agree
like
with her.
My favorite one on the...
She's there for the turn-up for sure. She's like, I'm here to party. And I like that about her, that she's really trying to just make the best of every moment, because at the end of the day, that is a once in a lifetime opportunity for all of us. So
it's like,
it's kind of like live in the moment, enjoy it to the best of your ability. I know sometimes certain situations and issues where we get angry and whatever, like maybe it kind of ruins our mood and stuff like that.
But it seems like they're never in a good mood. It seems like Bernicia and Z aren't
never. Yeah, they're always like not wanting to really like turn up. Like Bernicia maybe might.
I felt bad for Stephanie, and like I wanted to turn up. Like when Stephanie was complaining, I was like, shit, I live in we live in LA. We would have come out and partied with you. Shit.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
I felt bad for her. Because that sucks. I mean, we've all been in that circumstance.
Can I say my biggest problem with Adrian, who I've liked up to this point? Mm-hmm. So I am an aspiring actor. That's not what I'm doing full time, but, and I know you are too, Kristen. So from someone who has said since day one that they would like to be an actor throughout the whole time, which Adrian has said, and she's saying she wants to do SNL, radio, and all this stuff. But yeah, and she doesn't want to fight, which I respect that, because, you know, you don't want to give yourself a bad name. But then you're seen in the next clip giving the finger to the producers and disrespecting them. Like, do you understand how much you just fucking contradicted yourself and how that looks so much worse than you fighting someone on the cast and disrespecting the whole producing team? Like, no, who's going to hire someone that is going to say fuck you to the people behind the scenes and give them the finger? Like, that's just disrespectful. They don't owe you anything. You owe them something.
I mean, that's very true. If in general, like in life, you know, not just with acting, but if
is
you're,
that what happened
with
me? Because I was cussing them out when they would do certain stuff. I was cussing. I did. They had to talk to me. They had to, like, yo, Kayla, stop telling the camera crew. Because sometimes, like, yo, that bad girl's camera crew. And honestly, I remember very vividly, there was a woman on our season 3. She had a very bad attitude. And that little heifer would run around with the camera. And she would just, like, she would never speak to us. But her energy was just so negative. Mm-hmm. And even just the way that she would place herself in certain positions with the camera and then the incident or whatever it was. And she was a bitch. So there have been times where, like, but I totally understand if you say that this is what you're trying to do. But we're all drunk and we don't think about those things, like, especially she's like, yo,
I'm throwing up.
I don't really give a, which I was there. I was throwing up before, and honestly, I didn't say that I didn't give a damn about the mic, but I did not give a damn about the mic when I was throwing up and my face was in the porcelain. I did not care. And the fact that she was coherent enough to hear
the next day that she is like still disrespecting them.
Yeah.
She's not
right.
I don't care.
But I think that's totally on her defense. I do not like Ryan so much, but on her defense, I feel like it's a buildup of whatever was going on behind the scenes. And then once you start realizing, because it was for me, once I started realizing that I felt like I became a puppet. I felt like we were all puppets and that the producers were the puppeteers and that it was them pulling your strings. So once I started really realizing that, and I felt like a mental awakening while I was at Bad Girls Club, that was when I decided to leave, which they don't show that, but I decided to leave.
A lot of the girls.
You know?
But yeah, no, I totally agree with you, Mike. completely agree. You know,
sorry, Mike.
No, but like, excuse me, like just in life, life in general, if you're hard to deal with, no one wants to deal with you. Men, I agree. And yeah, I don't know. I mean, honestly, I invited Ryan to come on this show, and apparently she lives in LA, and she was, you know, didn't even really message me back, didn't let me know if she wanted to be on it, and then someone said that she doesn't do interviews, so I'm confused if, you know, if someone says that they want to be a radio host or a TV host.
But they don't do an interview.
They wouldn't come on here.
And you're not available.
But yet you don't want to be on AfterBuzz TV, which is probably the biggest network that you can get on with Maria Menounos, you know? Like, it doesn't add up. She wants to claim this life, but I don't think she's really trying her best to get into the radio stuff and to, I think it's a front, to be honest with you. Yeah, it was her way of getting onto the show.
No, completely. And I mean, you know, as like trying, you know, with acting, it's a very hard career choice. And, you know, with radio hosts, it's a very hard career choice. And, you know, she had said a lot that she was like a radio host, but then, you know, we kind of saw her radio host and it was like almost like a vlog. So I don't really know.
Yeah, it wasn't really
Ryan is like neither here nor there to me. If she goes, to me, she's a wet blanket. It's whatever. So Z and Stephanie, they go to the t-shirt spot, and Ryan is just, you know, she's like over being in the house. And then Ryan's BFF comes, and all the BFFs come. What did you think about that?
I'm gonna be honest. Like, I just thought that was a little stupid. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I've never been like, I want to try out for Real World, but like, I've never been on a house like that, but I felt like if they were going to do that and then bring the extra roommates, they should have brought the friends and then brought the roommates while they were there, so that it would have been like a little bit more of a plot twist. I felt like it was like they're sad because their friends are going home and then they're going home to new roommates. I just thought it was a little stupid.
I could see that. Any last thoughts before I let you go?
I just want to say, Kristen, I kept reaching out to you because it just so happened that every single time I would get on AfterBuzz, you were sick or you had like bronchitis or some shit like that. So finally, I got to get
right now.
Here.
Sorry. What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. Kayla was cracking her neck.
Yeah, I was cracking my neck. Sorry.
No, I said that to Kristen that I kept like messaging you that every time I would get on, it just so happened that you had like bronchitis or something like that.
I've never had
every
bronchitis.
Week that I got on.
Oh no!
No, I said I've never had bronchitis,
but
I've
joking.
Probably been sick or something.
Okay.
Totally pulled that out of my ass.
No, it's cool. So I'm so happy that you called in today. Thank you so much for calling.
So nice talking with you.
It was so nice talking to you, Mike.
Good night and happy voting.
Bye. Yes. Happy voting, everybody. All right, so Priv, which is probably sponsoring this entire episode because they kept talking about it.
Yeah,
that was a little bit too much for me. I'm like, we get it, you know. I felt like it was like, you know, Britney Spears, all of her music videos now are so overly, you know, just like she's using all the products and stuff. I felt like that. Like, they were like, oh, let's go on Priv. Mm-hmm. So they get their nails done, which is really fun. And then the girls, they all go. And Z looked so good with that tan, by the way. She should always be spray tan. She looked like a golden goddess. She looked so good.
Goddess.
So the girls go to Playhouse, and Ryan goes off on the camera person, which, let's take one more caller. Hello?
Hey.
What is your name, and where are you calling from?
AfterBuzz!
Hey, Alex!
Hey, Alex!
Hey, Alex, so we literally...
Hi, babies.
So we're wrapping up in 5 minutes, so you literally have 1 minute. Okay, what do you think about this entire episode? Sum it all up.
I feel like girls are coming to an end with the ones that have been there for forever are like had it, and the replacements are like, we're fresh, we're new, we're going to get shit popping. So you have a balance between girls that are over it and waiting for the show to be over and girls that are coming in and are super
and they're
pumped.
Refreshed.
So
right.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get like a mixture of like a lot of different things to go on still.
Yeah, I agree.
I totally agree.
That was a good observation. I like how you put that.
Alex, so what about, like, when the girls went and they did yoga on the beach? Why do you think Ryan was acting like that? Like, it just made me so, like, girl, like, shut up when
she
was complaining.
Well, she said she was hungover, though.
She's the one that I'm referring to when I say she's over everything, because you can tell. Like, mm-hmm. she is completely, entirely over it. And it's sad. Because it's like, you have, like, what? Probably, like, 2-3 weeks left. Enjoy it. When are you going to have this opportunity again?
Right.
Like, come on now.
She'll think about it when she's at home and, you know, time has passed.
Go back on the show again. You feel me? So, like... Mm-hmm. Girl, take advantage of it. You're going to become irrelevant very soon.
Dude, completely. Okay, so when Ryan was complaining the entire time, it reminded me of Morgan from my season. Because Morgan on my season was, you know, she was supposed to be like a fan favorite. She was supposed to be, you know, like she was so beautiful. Everybody loved her. But then she was so hard to work with mm-hmm. that production, like, really didn't want
her. Are we
her
speaking
there.
Of Morgan that went on Monkey, whatever? That Morgan?
Yes, Morgan. She was on
Another
Different. She was on the Angie Show.
Yes.
Rest in
peace. Yeah, I was a fan of Morgan until
Morgan is beautiful. She's a great girl. I mean, we're not friends, but you know, she. I feel like deep down, she's a good, like a good person. However, she came off as being so negative and being so like, I don't want to hang out with anybody and I don't want to do anything. That and production didn't want her there. So I think the same thing is going to happen with Ryan. Like, I feel like they probably would have let the stuff go with Ryan if it wasn't that she was like so unentertaining.
And I feel like she's over it because like all her friends are gone. The only one that she has left is Bernicia. And like Bernicia seems to be vibing with all the new girls and Adrian's like, all right, like I'm ready to go. Yeah. Like my girls are gone. What am I doing here still?
Mm-hmm. And what about like Bernicia not wanting the new girls? Like I just feel like with Bernicia, it's like you never hear from her. Like you only hear from her when she wants to like scream about something.
I mean, look at how she started off.
Yeah.
Exactly how it started off. She was not about it when mm-hmm. it came to, you know, her fighting. She wanted to portray herself as the warrior defending herself. But mm-hmm. now you're trying to big dog everybody because you're the OG that's, like, left.
Completely. You okay. know? So, Alex, real quick, what are your thoughts on the new girls?
I like them. I feel like since everybody's so over it, they bring, like, a breath of air to the show. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I like the energy that they're bringing. I feel like they bring a new controversy to it. Because if not, like, you're just going to have a bunch of old bitches that are done with the show, you know?
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Boring. Well, thank you so much for calling, Alex.
You're welcome, you guys. Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you. See you later.
Bye, everybody. Bye.
What did you think about the new girls? Tiana is the singer who comes into the house and she does not drink. And then there's
Cabrina
who is like the cook, chef. The blonde hair.
I mean, Tiana's thick.
Which is, she's like nice. The only like real thick one other than Z. But Z's, yeah. Z's, I don't even know if Z's really thick. Z's like...
yeah.
Well endowed in her, in her bosoms.
Yeah.
She's got such big
yeah,
boobs.
No, Tierra is thick all over her legs. It's thick.
Well, she
her
said she
face is thick.
She
her
said she likes to eat.
Neck
she's
is
a foodie.
Thick. No, I'm joking. But yeah, I mean, they're both cute. And honestly, I've heard, if it's Tiara, if I'm saying it right, I heard her song and it's actually pretty good.
Oh,
I
really?
Guess she recorded it when she was like 19 years old
oh,
or something
it.
Like that. It's
Can
actually a really good song.
Tweet
she
it at
really
me, guys.
Does have vocals.
Tweet it me
so that's pretty cool. Respect, much respect for that. I really like her. I like her voice and I also really love Candy's voice. Candy has a very soulful, jazzy voice. I'm in love with that voice as well. Cabrina, as far as her, she's cute.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't really heard much from them.
I want to know if her wig is going to change.
That's
in
pretty.
The season. It's
so
a pretty
is that
wig,
like sewn onto?
I don't know.
I would like that.
It looks. I don't know. You never know with us nowadays. It could be a wig. It could be a sewn on wig. It could be a weave. Something you don't know. What's
is that
going
why?
On
is that why Ryan keeps like itching her head? Like
oh,
watching
Ryan. Yeah.
Watching her itch her head makes me want to like rip my skin off because it looks so painful.
I haven't paid attention to her. Does she do the pat pat?
She does the pat pat, and then she has like the brush, the rat tail comb.
Oh,
and she's
that
like,
she just goes in there because she doesn't want to make the. You know, you don't want to make the parts and the braids loosen up. So if you scratch it, it loosens, and then you have to get it done quicker. So she's, like, using the rat tail comb so it doesn't
that
mess
just
up
seems
the braid.
Like
you know?
Hell.
Yeah, it's a little annoying. But I just scratch. I don't give a... Yeah. Just scratch, you know.
I don't know. Tiana looks really... Tiana looks very sweet to me. I think she's very sweet. I don't know how much I love the fact that she came
Tiara
in.
Tiara.
Oh, Tiara. I'm sorry, Tiara. Tiana?
I don't know. Maybe I was wrong.
Oh, maybe it's Tiara. I don't know. Shoot. But I thought that it was kind of weird to me how she, like, came in and immediately was like, I had a single on MySpace. Like, I was like, girl.
Oh, yeah. She's that very,
was
just, like.
It was kind of weird.
Yeah. I'm that. So she's a little
But she does seem cocky. She does seem very focused because she doesn't drink. However, it is the Bad Girls Club. And
so
is,
we'll see if she continues to not drink the whole time.
Is this the first bad girl who's never not drank?
I believe so.
Like, when
for
she
sure.
said that, I was like, what?
For sure. There's never been a bad girl that didn't drink. I know there was one
like,
bad girl. Her birthday was she was 20 when she got on there,
and then she twins.
So maybe that, but that's like, as far as it's gone.
But that was them not drinking because of the law, not them not drinking because of their
Choice.
But
right?
That's good
that's
for her.
Pretty cool. We'll see how long that lasts though in that house. Yeah. She's gonna be asking for somebody black and mild cigarette or a shot in a quick second. So
yeah, no,
we'll see.
I mean, good for her.
To be continued.
If that's her thing. All right. So for me, I hope that the new girls bring some life into it. And I don't know. I kind of hope Ryan leaves. Those are my prediction. Wait, prediction.
Oh yeah.
And now
you're
after
Buzz. Ooh, I like
that. Are these lights now? Okay, so I think that Ryan's gonna leave because of her bad attitude. That's my prediction. And then we kind of it looks like Bernicia and Candy hook up. I don't know. It looked like a little rapey from what we saw in the ad. So I like.
I wonder if it's going to be a hookup and then a fuck up because then they're not going to like each other somewhere down the line. I wonder if they remain cool.
Because,
you know, sometimes those situations happen like that. Yeah. Y'all be looking at each other's kitties and then next thing you know, y'all be pulling each other's weaves. Well,
each other's kitties.
Candy ain't got no weave to pull, so I don't know how that's going to work. She can pull her ears.
Oh my God.
We'll see.
thank you guys so much for watching. So Amber is gone. Amber will not be in the season anymore.
Camila will be back
Camila
next week,
will be back.
Right?
Yeah. Camila, where can they find you? I mean, can I say Camila? Kayla.
I'm like, wait, what?
Your face. You're like, Kayla, where can they find you? Okay, you can find me at Kristen Kelly TV, and I will leave a comment underneath so that you can go to my YouTube and subscribe. Thank you so much. And thank you for that caller who gave Kristen Kelly TV a shout out.
At Bad Girl KC, backed by popular demand on my Instagram. At Bad Girl KC is going to be for the Twitter and also for my Snapchat. Follow my story.
Oh, and Hello. Then my Snapchat is Miss Chris Kelly, KRISKELLY. Bye, guys.
Follow her story.
Yeah, dude, I love Snapchat. It's so fun. Yeah. All right. Bye, guys. Love you.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.